The Guiding Star. It was nearly Christmas. Santa had come to town. Emily and Mark had come with their mother to visit him in his cave in the big city department store. They lined up to buy their tickets and then ducked their heads to walk through a small round door. Inside the cave there were coloured lights shining on sparkling fairies flying around the roof, and the walls were lined with nursery rhyme characters. Some were moving and others were saying rhymes. "It's magic," whispered Emily. "But where is Santa?" said Mark. "You'll see him in a minute," said Mum. They walked through the long tunnel till they came to a grotto filled with fairy lights and Christmas decorations. Coloured glass balls, tinsel streamers, balloons and silver stars hung from the ceiling, and at the end was a large Christmas tree. Beside the tree, on a large red tree chair, sat Santa. A small child was sitting on his knee, pulling at his long white beard. Emily and Mark came closer and closer, as one by one Santa took a child on his knee and asked him if they had been good and what they wanted for Christmas. "What are you going to ask for?" Mark asked Emily. "I want a bike," Emily said. "I want a CD player," said Mark. "Well, you'd better tell him you were good children," their mother said. Mark hoped Santa didn't know about the time he'd taken his father's hammer and nails and left them lying outside when he was trying to make a cart. And Emily hoped he hadn't heard about the time when she swore at her teacher. Just as their mother said, "Your turn now," there was a loud bang and the lights went out. Someone screamed and a baby started crying. It was pitch black and the children couldn't see a thing. Their mother grabbed their hands and said, "Stay close to me." A man's voice called out from the top of the stairs. "Stay calm, folks," he said. "There's been a power cut. We'll get you out of here. Just follow Santa. He has a torch." Santa switched on his torch and said, "Follow me. There's nothing to be frightened of. We have to climb up the stairs and then we'll be out in the daylight." He stood up. The torch shed a golden light in the shape of a star. Santa shone it up the stairway and the children lined up behind him and followed him up the stairs. "I hope those hairy spiders from the nursery rhymes don't jump out on us," Mark said. "Stop trying to scare me," said Emily, "or the three blind mice might chase you." She knew he hated mice. Up and up they climbed till they reached the top of the stairs. Santa opened a door and they walked out into the daylight, into the store, where a huge Christmas tree was standing. Beneath it was a model nativity scene with Mary and Joseph sitting beside a baby in the manger on a bundle of straw. "We're just like the three wise men," Emily said. "How do you mean?" said Mark. "We followed the star to the manger where the baby Jesus lay," Emily said, feeling very clever. "Yes, but we didn't bring any presents," said Mark. "Never mind," said Mother. "Look, Santa has something for you." Santa was standing under the tree, giving all the children a bag of sweets. "Sorry about that, folks," he said. "But you can still tell me what you would like for Christmas." "I'd like a big torch like yours, please," Mark said. "And I would like a magic wand with a golden star at the top so that I can do magic tricks, please." "I will see what I can do," said Santa, and he winked at Mum.